Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or on a replay. We are here at our Lifeline Karma Meditations, day number 5. Wow, time flies, and thank you for your dedication to your meditations. And if you have been following through, you will also see how gradually things become a little bit more clear, but also at the same time you recognize the depth of this work. The ancients knew about this, and we are just discovering this. And I worked very hard to make it look and seem simple, but what is not simple is already happening inside. It is not a logical process, and I want to remind you again that your mind, your logic will always try and solve and we are so used to doing that, solve your situation. You have recognition of of guilt, or recognition of the challenge itself, and you will try and solve it in your mind, and try and solve it in your life through just the logical steps. And I'm saying that what we are doing is not that. We allow the inner, on a deepest level, during the meditative state, to make the correction. Everything that we do logically, you're welcome to do that, as long as you understand that that's not all that we're doing. We're not forcing ourselves to look in the mirror and make a judgment and try and break some certain reality. Our GPS, our goal during the meditation and recognition of what we're doing is to work with lifeline karma, the moments in time, the energy that is necessary. The complexity of all is not given for the logic. It's in the subconscious level. And therefore, no matter what our conscious may think or understand, it will not solve it there. As long as we understand and remember that, and rise above that ego of ours, rise above the need to control, and use the meditation, use the energy to correct karma, not the logic. So, I must remind that, because if you notice yourself reflecting, you will see how you are still trying to resolve your life only via your logic, and by changing your reality, forcefully changing your reality. I'm not saying, don't live your life, make corrections, and you see you're doing something wrong. All I'm saying is that is not working with karma. When you work with karma, a lot of things that maybe even today are logically right or wrong will shift completely different. That's all I have to say about that. And if you are physically able, then let's stand up and make sure that we are in a standing posture. and remind ourselves again of the goal of meditation, that it is to go back in time and more so even outside of time, which is the dynamic, the mindset of our self-regulation. Make sure you begin from a standing posture, your feet a little bit wider than usual, with the width of your shoulders, your hands and arms are free to your side, your eyes are closed, and you're just listening to the guidance from within. Very good. Like I mentioned earlier today, we have practiced the morning meditation and or the daily karma, and we looked at time as being born, the moment of time, as being born from the very extreme of the past and the other extreme of the future. I wonder if you've ever looked at time that way. The time really is a birth. Most of us look at time as a more of a limiting tool, a measurement, a limitation of some sort. You're out of time. You have a limit in time. But very rarely we look at time as a creative tool. Do we ever? So today, during the self-regulation, I would like you to kind of reflect the mindset and recognize that time is more than just a limit, more than just a form of measurement. But maybe time is creative as we grow in our perception of the world around us. we give birth to a new moment. As we balance our past and our future, every moment a new birth. Every moment a new birth. Brand new. Never been here before. The energy is born, which is equivalent to the moment of now, expresses itself in everything that we are, everything that we see and understand. So let this moment be born. And let your body express it in a non-limit measure of time. Give it an opportunity. Relax your head and your neck. Let it guide you. Relax your shoulders and your arm. Give freedom to your hands and wrists and arms. Relax between your shoulders. Free your breath. Relax your lower back. Your hips. Your knees. Your ankle. Dynamic moment. Creative time. Birth. Very good. Simply reflecting in the body. The concept of karma being outside of time reminding ourselves of the purpose of the meditation to reach to connect this creative moment with another creative being, dynamic, changing, always reborn, renewed, free of limitation. Beautiful. As we reflect in the self-regulation, we will begin working our mind in our inner keys. We continue this energy and the mindset of dynamic moment and new birth, of creative moment. Time is a creative tool and not a limiting. And we're going to work through our chakras. As we remind ourselves of the lifeline karma being our setting in the GPS, the goal for our meditation, not the reaction, not the thought, not the any other goal, but a goal that is connecting our conscious mind with our subconscious mind. And working on the level of pure energy. So here we go, please, the first inner key. Very simple. Embodying, containing everything we've done today in the self-regulation moment. Here's the first key. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the unity in all things. Outside of limitations of time. And fill my first chakra. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the unity in all things. Outside the limitation of time. Time not being the container, but being the newborn. And fill my first chakra. And relax, freeing your body, freeing your mind, freeing your entire being. You are free. And let it happen. Again, GPS. Set the goal of the meditation. We set the lifeline karma. You're doing it very well. Amazing energy. the next inner key. Bringing us to a birth of a different kind, where the first key, the first chakra, giving new birth in time of the connection of the table of elements and our connections to the non-living nature, giving birth to a new connection based on our level of awareness, not based on simple physics or chemistry. Again, for those who are advanced, you may recognize what I'm saying here a little bit more. Here we go, the next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the unity in all things outside of the limitations of time, where time not being a container, but constantly newborn and fill my second chakra. Suddenly giving birth, based on a growing mindset, based on reaching a new level of awareness, touching what we call a vertical. And relax. The most important part right now is to capture your thoughts, because you will have many, and give them, those thoughts, an opportunity to inspire and bridge your conscious and your subconscious. To allow those thoughts to take you to the roots and the seeds of lifeline karma. And by that, you have to capture them, not expend them, as much as you are able. Just free yourself. To play with this. And then embody them by noticing your body, by freeing your body. Specifically, each thought, give it a name, give it birth just as well by doing so. Recognize its existence outside of you, and then look inward into the body. What is the sensation? What is the reaction? What has changed? Look for a change. It will be easy that way. Look for any change. And follow that change. Let it develop as a physical experience. Yeah. I'll give you that. Beautiful. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the unity in all things, outside of limitation of time, and fill my third chakra. Time not being a container, but being a newborn. Giving birth to the third chakra energy, or connecting it outside of time, is really moving from instinct to intuition as we go up the ladder of consciousness. Still a very solid physical experience, except inspired by greater unity and spiritual awareness. Spiritual not in the religious sense at all, but in a sense of recognition of the benefit, of your benefit in the benefit of others, if I may say that. In the most simplified way. Recognition that if I've changed your life today, my life has changed, not less, but maybe more. And reflect in the body. Next in your key, please repeat it with your inner voice. You must use your inner voice to activate, to tap from conscious to the unconscious, from the recognition of reality to birth outside of time, recognizing the lifeline karma, the purpose of the meditation. Here's the next key. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the unity in all things outside of limitations of time. Time not being a container, but being a newborn, a creative moment. And fill my fourth chakra, Yes. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the unity in all things, outside of limitation of time. Time not being a container, but being a newborn and the creative process. And fill my fifth chakra. And again, reflecting on the body, capturing the thought, giving it independence by giving it a name, and reflecting in the body. Reflecting in the body by simply looking for it, even the smallest little signal of change, of sensation, of posture, of movement. And letting that guide you, letting it become your guide beyond the ego that forces us to consciously resolve. We use meditation to bypass that ego. We use the GPS of lifeline karma to free ourselves to the truth, not to the perceived truth of the need to protect this moment one way or the other. There's so many moments like that inside that are restrained and limited because of what we've done, how we've seen it in the past, what we haven't done because of that. Where we got stuck, and that expressed in our body and continued to grow with every moment, like folding a paper. Maybe I've shared that with you. Incredible, exponential growth. Remind me one day. We haven't talked about the folding of the paper. How incredible that really is. Excellent. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the unity in all things outside of limitation of time. Time not being a container, but being a newborn, a creative process, and fill my sixth chakra. A watch the changes, for the changes in sight, for the changes in expression, for the changes in being. To watch for that. Next energy. You're doing good. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the unity in all things outside of limitation of time. Time not being a container, but being a newborn in a creative process. And fill my seventh chest. You're doing amazing. Here we are for our final part, the self-reflection of lifeline karma. The question which I would like you to ask yourself is this. What? You probably know the question already. I know. What do I believe is lost for me in time? What could have happened, but didn't, and may never happen? for me. That's the question. What do I believe is lost in time? What could have happened but didn't? And may never happen again. Forever. Yeah. Please do not develop the answer, but simply, like a child at play, reflect it in your body. Reminding yourself again and again for the purpose of this meditation of the unconscious seed of life karma and how we allow ourselves to be born again from this. What do I believe is lost for me then? And look at the body. What has changed in the body? What has moved? What sensation? And then follow the sensation, follow the self-regulation process as you keep discovering the new behind the next posture, behind the next sensation. That's what we're doing. Allowing a trigger. The fruit from this moment. Take us to the root, to the seed, to the cause, which is unseen by us, unrecognized, and never will we be able to rationalize it into the truth. Never. So please, let it be. That's not our goal, but to rationalize. Rationalization is not the goal right now. We're set the lifeline card. I want to thank you for being here, but please stay in this energy. Let it continue guiding you. Maybe 10, 15 minutes. Trust it. I'll see you again soon in our next Lifeline Karma meditation. You're beautiful. Thank you for this. Thank you for this energy. Thank you for this opportunity. As I said, you make me better. I make you better back. My spiritual definition of today. Till next time.